Hey, this is David. This is the second part of the list building, advanced list building techniques that we did today. This is part two, which is implementation. We'll focus on the execute, feedback, and improve part today. We had a lot of information this morning, and it was jam-packed with really good stuff. What we're going to focus on this afternoon, though, I think, is the building of the funnels. And we're going to do it simply and easily. I'm going to show you what I did with one of mine over lunch, and I've been working on it. I had these funnels already built out, but I did not have them built out like he showed us. And I am, I got to change the display. One second. There we go. You can see here, you should be able to see that this is a PowerPoint slide. You should be able to see that PowerPoint slide, right? Yes or no in the box. Should be able to see the PowerPoint slide. Okay, great. Okay, now this looks a little complicated. It is, it's not all that complicated. It is, the legend is green arrows are positive actions, red arrows are negative actions. Dotted arrows are system actions. So for example, and blue boxes are the pages, purple boxes are the traffic. This is a system, a funnel system, diagramming system that Doug Hudeberg, one of our instructors, sold at NAMS maybe 4 or 5 times ago, and I've been using it ever since to really lay out my funnels. The truth is, though, I didn't understand funnels all that well until today. And I've really struggled with funnels. I think I could probably make twice as much money in our business, at least, if I understood funnels better and used them better. So that's my goal in the session today with after we were with John, was to figure out my funnel. This you may know of the Fountain Money course that we have. We used it to really add a bunch of people to our system in October, November. Found Money course was really popular, and this is the Found Money course funnel that I'm planning to build out. It was free to people in October, November, and a little bit in December, and we've moved it to a $17 entry program. It has a $197 price on it, just like everything else, but it is going to be the $17 entry program. So let me get my little screen drawer here, and we will mark up some stuff. Okay. So, according to what John was saying today, we have our traffic coming in from cold areas. Cold ad swaps are really warm traffic, he said, because it was somebody referring you as well as solo ads. I still put those in the cold traffic area, though, because it's not an affiliate or a JV who's doing that with you. Affiliate or JV is somebody that you have a very tight relationship with already. And I'm not going to send affiliate traffic to the squeeze page. The squeeze page is here, right? So I'm not going to send affiliate traffic to the squeeze page. I'm going to send affiliate traffic straight to the page. Now, why would I do that? One is I don't want to have affiliates or JV partners think that I'm trying to raid their list. I'm not. I'm trying to get people to make transactions for affiliates and JV partners so that they can continue to make good money through our system. So that's why I want to send them here first. Now, some people actually may want me to send to the squeeze page so that we can get as many people in the system as possible, as fast as possible. That would be offering something free, whatever that is, offering something free. And it could be anything, right? Like John was saying today, it could be just a special report, but basically some generic a generic squeeze page. So that's what we're going to work on there. Then we would have the exit pop. I have my own software for exit pops. That's the my smart list plugin that we use, and I'll be building those out and using more and more of the exit pops there for that off of those squeeze pages. If it is a positive action, then they would go to the Found Money passive income course and be offered $17 purchase price on that. I didn't have any downsells in my systems. So If it is a down sell, that would mean that when they clicked off the page, just like an exit pop, it would go to a, and what I've got here is a webinar replay bundle. Maybe 6 to 10 webinar replays that they would have access to for just $1. That gets a transaction in our system. The affiliate would get credit. The JV partner would get credit if it's coming from that JV partner traffic. If not, it's for me. It comes in as a credit to me. Now, one of the reasons I'm really interested in building this large solo ad and ad swap and whatever other kind of traffic I can get moving into this system from cold traffic is because the more people I bring in from the cold traffic sources, the more I'm going to get credit for the people that I bring in. Now, I want as many affiliates and JV partners to promote as possible. I do. But also, if I do my job over here, it's going to increase my proportion of the amount of money that I get to keep. Right now, we're at 43%. 43 cents on every dollar goes to affiliates. If I could get that down to 30%, 30 cents, that would be terrific. But I don't want to limit these guys. In fact, I want them to become massively successful. I just want this to become a system that is incredibly successful. That's the reason I was really interested in talking to John, to build out the funnel system. So I've got the Found Money Passive Income course that, and ignore these things up here at the top, this part. Just ignore this part for the moment. We're just looking at the pages right now. The Found Money Passive Income course. And the down sell would be the webinar replay bundles for a buck. Remember, he said $17 to a buck on his first funnel entry. On the next, if they are positive with the Found Money course, then they would go to the list building workshop. And that's what we are producing right now. And that would be a $47, which would be $197. They'd get a one-time offer on that for $47. Downsell a list building bundle. That would be probably webinar bundles or maybe other material that I put together, $27. So that's a downsell for that, $27. Positive on that, then they would go to the list building challenge, which is $197, and it's listed at $497. So it'd be a special price on that as well. And downsell would be the list building planning bundle. Remember, we did 5 or 6 webinars and planning sessions prior to the list building challenge. So we would sell that separately for $27. And now to talk about what's up here. Well, so we had the OTOs and the downsells. We're all clear on that. Pricing, you see, is $17, $47, $197 if they went straight through the funnel. They bought everything, that's what, $250, $260, $270, $270 about. If they go to a downsell route, they would be the $1 here and then out of the system. So, or $27 and out of the system. That'd be a $17 plus a $27, or a $47 plus a $27 to get to those downsell bundles. Okay? Now, these are the different lists that he talked about up here. This one right here is one that I have not taken advantage of. This is the prospect list. Now, I have a prospect list, but I've been using my evergreen list as really just it's just basically everything in my list. Now, I do have a segmented list for products, and because we have so many different products, we have people on a lot of different lists. Now, being able to get people out of the prospect list and onto the buyer's list, I haven't done that very well yet, and we're going to be working on that to make sure that that happens, so we can just basically move people to their product list. And after they go through the webinar, or the, I'm sorry, the autoresponder series for that product, then they would move into a general buyer's list. And we'd put them through some additional autoresponder series. So this would be just, they wouldn't be on all of these. They might be on all of these because they could buy all of these products. But if they bought this, they would come off of this list is what John was saying. So if they bought the Found Money, they would go on the Found Money list and off of that one. If they bought the list building course, They would go on that list, but they to get there, of course, they had to get that one, so they would be on both of those lists, but not on the prospect list any longer. Now, the thing that he talked about, too, that was really important was this email blast. This prospect list is what he's working, making money off of his prospects by sending out the email blast. That was a really interesting concept to me because the prospects, he gets a ton of people on. These folks don't get hit and hit nearly as often with the email blast he's sending out for other people. So there's multiple ways of making money there with your list, and I really like that. So you can see that I've separated this into the cold traffic at the top and the JV traffic at the bottom. The JV traffic going here, the cold traffic being all of these traffic sources that we know about coming straight into the squeeze page. Okay? I do see an error here. Let me fix it while I've got you. Okay, so if I want to come over here and edit. Just where is this thing? In show. Okay. Since this is warm traffic and cold traffic, email needs to be done here because I wouldn't send people on my email list to that squeeze page. I would send them to the, I would treat them like JV partners and affiliate partners in that they would only go straight to the sales pages. Make sense? I might leave this open and not do the screen presentation. That is a lot of change in my funnel for this one product. Now you see I have multiple funnels over here that I've built out for all of these different products. Any questions about this one before we start building out funnels? And is there anybody on this list who would like for me to help them build a funnel? We could use your product area, your niche area, to really talk about how to build a funnel based on what John was telling us today, or I can just use one of my own. I'd prefer to talk to you about doing it. So if you have a headset, have an idea of what you'd like to do, this is an opportunity for us to work on your site, your funnel right now. So if you're interested, put it in here. Stan, I'm not sure I understand what you mean. I need another set of green arrows to accommodate the link function. Explain that, what you mean. Oh, yeah, no. I would not do that because this is already complicated. You want me to put another set of green arrows in here to accommodate the click maximizer function. I probably wouldn't do that because I don't want it to be that complicated, and this is already hard to read. So I would just kind of assume those click maximizer things are in there. So, okay. Kathy, do you have a headset on? Can I open you up and talk about this? Okay, I'm unmuting you. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. That's great. Loud and clear.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. So let's just open up a new PowerPoint. And while I'm doing that, tell me what your new site's about.
It's called Home Business Tools. Okay. And what I'm doing is buying up different PLR that'll have tools that you can use for business. So it's like with the WordPress videos and the WMP videos and the cPanel videos, I'm going to put the resale that I did for NAMS8 on there for marketing, mm-hmm. things like that. So I'm pulling together different reports and videos and products that I will then offer to people, and I'm really getting to the part. It's time for me to get the funnel ready.
Okay. So
this would be great.
So we established today that we want to send people to a squeeze page, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have your squeeze page built yet?
Not yet.
Okay. And we're going to say this is...
I have my giveaway ready.
Okay, good. So that's part of it. All right. And we're going to drive traffic to it. So you have... And this is what you can do in your own spreadsheet, by the way. This is our traffic cloud right here. And once you figure out what your different traffic sources are, you would put that in here. And then... let's talk about this squeeze page. What happens on this squeeze page? What do you want to happen on this squeeze page?
Basically, all I want them to do is to sign up. So usually I have them put their name and their email, but from what I heard today, just to ask for an email address, make it fairly generic in regards to internet business or just business, and offer them the report, which is basically... outlines all the different kinds of things you'll need for a business.
Okay. What are you doing to make that report incredibly compelling?
What I'm doing is to, I guess it's actually showing them a way of how to develop a funnel and the different parts of things that they will need. It's not nearly as complex as this, but to talk to them about, you know, I'm trying to remember the title of it because I wrote it so long ago, but it's to say, if you want to start a business, this is what you need. And I talk about what WordPress is versus the whatever you call the traditional web pages. I talk about autoresponders. I talk about your ethical bribe and how to set those kinds of things up.
Okay. So we're going to say this is the positive action, and if they do the positive action, they give you the email address. What happens after that?
Well, see, that's where I was just going to send them an autoresponder, but now I know that I need to immediately thank them for signing up, and here's a special offer that will get you started on your new business.
Okay.
And I really think that probably one of the... He had you go fairly low level on that, but I was thinking the NAMS 8, maybe that would be the ultimate thing of, if you really want to learn how to market from the beginning to the end, here are the NAMS 8 replays.
Sure.
I bought the master resale rights on that.
Okay, so you're saying that you would have an OTO immediately. Another page that would show up, which would be your NAMS 8.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe that shouldn't be the first one, but maybe the second one.
Okay, so let's just put these in here and then figure out where we put them. Okay, so this is your autoresponder series. So the first thing you're going to do is have a thank you page on your autoresponder, or you're going to have a autoresponder that comes out with a welcome. Right, that's going to be your first email.
Correct.
Okay, actually, your first email is going to be a confirmation.
Correct.
Unless you're doing single opt-in. And that's one question we didn't ask him today. I'd like to know if he's doing single or double opt-in. Okay, so confirmation. If they confirm, then you're going to take them to this page, which is your OTO, whatever that is.
Correct.
Okay. And then if...
Right now I'm thinking maybe it would be better to offer...
No, go ahead.
I was going to say maybe it would be better to offer for the first OTO something like the WordPress videos.
Okay.
You know, how to do WordPress.
For the $17 to $24 range.
And then use the... Correct. And then use the NAMS 8 for the higher range.
Okay. Whatever that was. I don't know if it was the videos or the audios. I can't remember.
I think it's the audios.
Yep. Okay, so you've got that. So you've got two OTOs. And what kind of price are you thinking for this WordPress videos thing?
I was thinking 17.
Okay. What about the NAMS 8?
What's the NAMS 8 sell for usually?
We've got it at, I think we have it at 97 right now on the site. But when we put it on sale, it's probably 47.
So how does 47 sound right?
Yep, to do a this is a one-time deal for them to they take advantage of it, tell them it's $97, and then if they don't take advantage of it now, it's $97 later. So yeah, 47 there would be good.
Okay, so I'll have it for sale on my site for 97.
Okay, there you go. All right, so now those are positive actions. Let me just go ahead and make these look decent for a second. And we'll make these your OTOs. This is your email stuff. We'll make that different look. Okay. And this one is positive. Positive. Okay, so now we're seeing positive stuff happening here. What happens in the negative? What are you going to do with your WordPress videos if they decide they don't want that?
Well, that part I really haven't thought about. I do have some cPanel videos that I could offer, like for, he says $1, right?
Yep.
I'd have to look at the license for those cPanel videos and see if I could actually sell that for $1. I don't know, actually. David, do you have some suggestions on that?
Yeah, I mean, the thing to do is just to look at what you've got available to you and what you can use to sell as a bonus. If you've got something that somebody says can be used as a bonus, then you can actually put it in there for $1 and offer two or three.
I have a collection of that. Yeah, I have a collection of PLR, things that you see everywhere for bonuses.
Okay.
I could do that. That's probably what I would do. So it would be written documents.
Okay. So that'd be $1.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, if they do this, this is where we get them off of the list, off of the prospect list, and into the and into your buyer's list, right?
Correct.
Now, is two OTOs enough for you at this moment?
At this point, it is. I have no idea what I would do for the... actually, I do. For the third OTO, I have a collection of PLR WordPress themes and a collection with resale rights of WordPress plugins.
Okay.
I don't... think I have enough to do $197, but I probably have enough to do where I would feel comfortable doing 97. Do you think it's important to go up higher than that?
Higher than 97?
Higher than 97 for the third one?
I think
his went all the way.
I think, yeah. I think it just depends on what you've got, really. Yeah, I just think it really depends on what you're selling. If it is WordPress plugins, if you're talking about the JSON thing, is that the one?
Frank Haywood.
Okay, it's not that one. So let's just put this in here and say that you have a bundle.
Because I have a bunch of social media PLR also.
Okay, so you see what's happening here is that you are beginning to get complex.
Yes.
Because when you start thinking about it, you start thinking, oh, I've got this, I've got that, and
right.
Then it gets muddy. Right? And so when it gets muddy, when it gets muddy, it ends up not happening.
Okay. Good point.
Okay, so let me see. Stan has some comments here. Okay. Stan said something like 7 must-have tools for successful home business could be your squeeze page or a report. He said on the thank you page have 2 or 3 other offers. And the thank you page would be here that we're talking about for the welcome. And also on the confirmation page, I made a picture of if you went through John's and I do this often, by the way, with my Snagit. If I see something I like, I go through and grab it and keep it as reference. It's like a swipe file, right? And so mm-hmm. when I went through John's, I noticed on his confirmation page, there's this very simple banner right across the top. Before you go, I want to give you an awesome gift. Click here to claim your free gift. That's just on his confirmation page. So this is the thing that comes up. Sorry, this is not the confirmation page. This is the thing that comes up from the autoresponder once you put in your email address, right? So it's a custom, I forget what Aweber calls it. It may be that they call it the thank you page, and what they call thank you page is not really a thank you page. But it may be that this is the first page that comes up after you put in your information.
Okay.
So, you know what? I might just make a picture of this. And because this would be a good reminder to put that down there. Whoops. Okay. And then there's a welcome email. These are emails. This is the page. There's a email that you're going to send that sends them to the OTO as well, right? The email is going to have a link in it that goes to the OTO. It could go to this one, it could go to this one, it could go to this one. Because they're going to go through this process once they go through the squeeze. When they put their information is thank you, you should redirect them directly to the OTO once you go through the squeeze. But your email then can actually drive them back if you want into that. So this would be a negative response here going to the PLR docs bonus. So let's put that in as a negative and bring up red. There we go. Okay. Now, are you going to have a downsell for these as well?
For which?
For OTO2 or OTO3?
I need to come up with a downsell for OTO2 and OTO3.
So, for OTO3, you talked about social media PLR.
Right. That would be a good PLR bundle for a downsell.
Okay. I'm just going to call this DS3. Social media. Now, why would you price this? Remember, when they get to this spot with this down sell, they've already spent 17 and 47 with you. Some people,
I honestly don't know.
Some people say that the down sell from a, and this is kind of a rule of thumb, but they say that a down sell from an offer page should be like a third of the price. So if you were doing this, you might want to do 37, something like
okay.
that. Okay. Or even okay. 27. Because really what you're trying to do is extract a little bit more money at this point. You just are in it to make money at this point. Okay?
Okay. And I just thought of what I can use for the OTO2 down sell.
Okay.
I have a video course PLR from a site that I belong to. That then there is one on like how to build a list or how to do marketing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of them like that, and I can choose one of those.
Okay. And so that would be video PLR. Okay. And if you did the third here, what would you price this one at?
Say $18.
Okay. Well, if it were me, they just spent 17 with you. And mm-hmm. you ask them 47 and they said no. We know they'll spend okay. 17, right?
Okay, so 17.
That's what I would do.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay.
Well, this is really shaping up.
It is. Okay, so now this is about the funnel. Tell me how this is working for your list. So you have, really you have six products here. Seven.
Correct.
You have seven products here in this one funnel.
Okay. Right.
So here's, when you go back to mine, I'm going to show you mine again for a second. Maybe if I can get it up here. There we go. You see all of these little database blocks up here? This means that they're in that funnel system. They're in that database.
So yours isn't showing yet.
Okay. You guys see it now?
Not me.
Anybody else see my screen? Let's see if I can see my screen on my view. Are you still seeing yours?
There it is. No, I see yours now.
Wow, what a lag. Okay. All right, so these database indicators up here, that's what a database in processing, software processing world, a database looks like this barrel structure, basically. And that's your email database, right? That doesn't mean you have
okay.
three of them up here for different products. You can actually have one email list with tagging, which would identify this guy has bought this product. So you would have, for example, I'd have Kathy Chapman in my email list and a tag on it that says she has found money. And a tag that says she picked up the list building course, and a tag that says she picked up the list building challenge. We could do it that way, or you can have multiple database, multiple lists. And when you complete this one, for example, I would have an overriding buyer's email list. That was just for all buyers. And when you finish the AR series in this one, you would move from that into the overall buyers list. And the same with these others. You would then move into that overall buyers list and come out of the buyers list on this, but come into this retaining those tags so that I knew what you had purchased in the past. Plus, I also know that in the A-member software. So I can always tag you that way as well, too. Make sense?
It does. Let me ask you a question. Would there then be one AR series for everybody who'd bought, or would you actually segment every once in a while and have one list that goes like to those that bought the more expensive one, because you know that they're bigger buyers in a sense?
It depends on what you're following up with on the product itself. You can get identified with a consumption autoresponder list, so that somebody gives you like 5 or 6 autoresponder pieces, and you would then, or emails that teach you how to use it. So for example, if you were going to send them into the report and you wanted to teach them what's in the report, you would give them an autoresponder series of 1 or 2. I'm not sure I would do that with a report, because that's just putting them into the prospect email database, right? If you are, but if they do a transaction and they buy something from you, then I think you want to probably, start a consumption process with them so that they would get the AR series for a little bit and then drop in. So there's 2 ways to do it. And I think that you can do it this way with AWeber. I haven't done it this way yet, but I think you can do it this way. I'm pretty sure you can do it this way. Is that you have if you built out an autoresponder series in AWeber that had the first 5 autoresponder series was about WordPress videos. The second 5 were about PLR doc bonuses. The third 5 was about, so you're at, 11 through 15 is the NAMS 8 resell. Mm-hmm. 16 through 20 would be the video PLR. So you can actually, if these were separate products, you can actually start them on a autoresponder series number. Make sense? So I could start
you. Okay, I'm getting it now, yes.
So I could start you at 14, message 14.
Yes.
But if you're selling them in a row and they're buying all of these, then you probably want to have different ones.
Okay.
Okay, so there's your email databases. This is going to be your prospect one. And this is the one that John was talking about that he likes having as his main, because he thinks that one actually gives him more money than these do, the way he does it, which is a completely different thing than from what we've heard from most people, right?
Mm-hmm. It really is.
And what did you think about that?
Because it went against the grain, it's like, okay, kind of like a friend of mine says, I leave all things open to possibility. So I think that when you keep hitting them with the email messages, that and they'll automatically self-select by unsubscribing, which means that you're left with people that are at least interested in one day buying something.
Yeah, maybe. The other part is that they have 3 choices, right? They do something.
Right.
Or they unsubscribe, or they do nothing. And the do nothings are the worst.
The ones that automatically just filter you into a spam folder and then just delete altogether.
Or you never ever see them, they never open. And one of the reasons that I really love my December deals thing is to get rid of a lot of those folks who don't open often. You know, they don't want the relationship. Now, I do have a whole list of people who haven't opened in the last 6 months that I'll probably be dumping out of our email system completely, or moving them into the prospect, like John was saying, and those people will then get hammered. Okay? So you're beginning to have a funnel here that works.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Now, what's next after this?
After this, it would be an autoresponder set that would give information but also send them on to different offers.
That's right. So that's...
So this could also be where I would introduce them like to NAMS. They'll already be introduced to NAMS with the NAMS 8, but say, oh, well, now that if you really want to get involved with something really powerful, you might want to just sign up for this free thing that they have over at NAMS, and that would get them into my affiliate link.
That's right.
With NAMS.
You know, and what I tell everybody to do is identify the lifetime database referral programs that you want to build income streams with, and then pepper your autoresponders with those to refer people into those systems. So that's really the key to making sure that you are building more income all along, using that follow-up, right?
Right. Oh, you know, and John mentioned having on different pages, having banners. Mm-hmm. So I could have like a NAMS banner.
Sure. Banners are never... Yeah, banners are never... Now, he was talking about on the thank you page and on the confirmation page, and he was talking about monetizing any pages where people are going to end up. And one of the things that you want to remember, though, is that banners and email marketing are completely different. You just don't get the same results from banners that you get from email marketing, but you'll take a 0.5% passive from banners versus 3% in... I mean, there's no reason not to have both, right?
Right.
Okay. So now we've got your offers, your downsells, your list database, and your autoresponder series. So now we're going to make a list, because now we are into the nitty-gritty. How to implement this. Okay. So what's the first thing that you have to do? Traffic, we'll worry about later.
I have to some... Okay. I'm at a dead stop here. You're going to have to help me on this one. I would love it if you would.
First thing you got to do is build your squeeze page.
Right. Okay. I see where you're going with that. Yes. Build the squeeze page.
Yep. And then, let's see. I think I can actually do this in two columns. So, you know, I think actually I'm going to move this over to the mind map so that we can get that in our execution folder here and start creating the checklist that people can use. So, execute. Step one is build. First is to design the funnel. We've done that, right?
Correct.
Include the squeeze page, OTOs, downsells, and your email database. Okay. And autoresponders. Okay. Step two, you're going to build a squeeze page. Okay? And your squeeze page is going to be generic. And it's going to have email only. And it's going to be broad. Okay, and you will build a, in step three, then you'll build a email capture email DB and email confirmation email thank you. And on the confirmation, you're going to have another offer. It can be free or paid. On the thank you, you'll have other offers. Right?
Right.
Okay, because we're still in the prospect stage. Right? So let's actually, let me do something here.
We're in the prospect stage until they buy something.
That's right. Okay, step two and step three are in the prospect stage. Step four is to build an exit pop. Because you can just, there's no reason not to have a different offer here and another chance before they go away. Right? That goes back into the funnel. Okay. Once you've got them in the prospect stage, step five is to start converting them. And when you do that, move them to buyers. Okay. Now you're in the buyer stage. Okay, so we're down to step five here, converting them to paid, moving them to buyers. Now we've built pages up here. We've built a squeeze page. Where do we have to build pages as well? So on the email confirmation, you have to build a page. Let's make sure we capture that.
Correct.
One of the other things that you can always do about confirmation pages is you can build a generic confirmation page and drive people to that confirmation page always. If you're in the same broad niche. So that's one good thing you can do. Okay, let's see. Email thank you. You want to build a page there as well. And this will pretty much be the same kind of page, but it'll probably be different pages for each of the products that you're offering there. Okay. I'm answering a question there. Okay, good. Let's see, is Greg on here? Greg asked the question last time about whether if you bought the Click Maximizer, if the updates were included, and John has responded and said, yes, they are. So that's great. Okay. Now, you're looking at, we've built a thank you page, exit pop, what do you got to do there? You have to either install a plugin to use with that, or, in any case, you have to install a plugin, but you're going to have to build a graphic to go with that. And create a different offer. Okay, so we could actually get rid of that. Okay, and go back to the funnel. That's good, because that can actually pick up right back up in here in step three. Okay. Now, once they've gotten this, you're sending them to an OTO page, right?
Correct.
Okay, and so that means you have to create an OTO page. You have to have an offer, create an offer. Okay, and every time there's something here to build, I think I'm going to put an icon on it so you can, like on the squeeze page, if I can put an icon on it and see what we can do here, that might be helpful. What do I want to do though? Okay, build that. Email confirmation. Going to build that. Okay, install a plugin is something to do. Build graphic is something to do. Different offer is a marketing function. That'll be different. Back in the phone, create a page here on the OTO. And then convert to paid. If they, now we've already said if they don't do the OTO, they go to a downsell, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you have to create the page, create the offer. This is beginning to feel like a lot, isn't it?
It really is. I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed, but I'm going to do it like an elephant, you know.
Yeah. So what you do,
one bite at a time.
What you do is you. What we're going to do with this list here is that, and I'm exactly the same way too. I look at this and I think, oh God, I don't want to do this, but we're going to come back, and the reason I like mind maps is we're going to close all that up. We're going to look at this piece. You build a squeeze page. You do this piece. And when you got that done, you close it up, and you open the next one. Right?
Right. And I'm also going to give my VA something to do.
Yeah. Right. But you know what? This is going to be great for your VA, too, because have you had difficulty explaining this to a VA?
He'll love it.
Yeah, because it's like real direction, right? And then each one of these are going to be broken out. So, for example, goes back into the funnel, send to the OTO page. Now, on this, you also have to, if they purchase, you also have to have an email database there. And then, correct. And then you have to have all the other confirmation and all that stuff that you have to have that goes with that. So you have confirmation page, thank you page, and a autoresponder series. Okay, so there's more stuff to do. Okay, so there are tools out there that you can use, by the way, that will build these funnel pages for you. But you always end up editing in them anyway. So I really encourage you, especially in the beginning, to start creating your own pages. And just one of the things you can do is take this mind map or take a PowerPoint like we were working on for you and actually going in and putting in what the page name is that's in your WordPress, for example, if you're using WordPress pages. Put in what the page names are, and that way you can just know exactly where everything is, because it'll get to the point where you are kind of lost, and you don't want that to happen. But you have the same thing for downsells. You have a confirmation and a thank you page, right? Okay.
Right. This is the template you can use over and over and over again.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so if they have done this and converted to paid and we move them to buyers, that actually will move over here. So step five is the move into buyers. Step six, that would be, but even here we have, let's see, the buyers, you have moved them into the email list. Have we done that with the database? We have, but we didn't do it here. So let's add it there because they have to have a downsell database. Okay, so they are in the buyer's database. Let's make sure that we make sure that's clear. That's no longer the prospect. It is the buyer's database. Okay. And now you've got them converted to paid. And let's see, where are we in our funnel? This is step five, converted to paid. We're in after the first OTO. So now you work on OTO 2. So basically, now you're in the OTO 2 area. So
it's rinse and repeat.
It is rinse and repeat. Okay. And okay. And what would we do for step six would be OTO 3. Oops. Okay. All right, so now we've got in the buyer's area. Now you want to get into what we're going to call like the monetization of your prospect list, right?
Correct.
Okay, step one was designing the funnel, including the squeeze page, OTOs, downsells, email database, autoresponders. So the AR series we have included there. you've got all of that set up. And now we want to look at the buyers are protected. They don't get the emails like the prospects do anymore. So what we're going to look at here is prospect monetization. And what John was talking about was selling solo ads, building more lists, and what else? How else did he talk about monetizing that? Let's look back up here. Ad swaps, banking. Okay, and pretty much that's it. And emailing those folks.
That's all there is to it.
Okay, so that's pretty cool.
It really is.
And this is not really step one. This is, let me just put this in here, and this would be funnel. Step one is design funnel. Okay, so that's pretty clear. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six, and this is, we'll call this step seven, just to be consistent. Okay, does that make sense?
That's just wonderful.
Okay, so we've tested the, we didn't talk about testing up here on our prototype. Now, when we talk about the prototype piece, Kathy, if you were going to build your funnel out, how would you test that to begin with? And we really are talking about feedback down here because you actually executed. And you in this area up here, what you've probably done is test your prototype. And your prototype would be a $5 test or You know, you build your funnel and you even do it on paper. This is your prototype, by the way. Let me just make clear that that right there, your PowerPoint page that we created for you is your prototype. And you would test that for understanding all of the pieces that go into it. You wouldn't be able to really test marketplace reception, right? What you would test is process, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you figure out your process and you've got all your pieces in place, then you can come back to, you've done the execution then and you start building it out. Now we would look at feedback. And the feedback that we would get is all about doing what one thing for you. I mean, he talked about it, and it is one thing that is incredibly important. Do you remember what that was?
You know, I had to, if it was towards the end, I had to leave because I had a client,
sure.
So I may have missed that.
It is about breaking even. So if you can get your process in place so that you can drive paid traffic or free traffic even to the point where you are breaking even, then you can drive traffic all day long, right? Because you're building your list.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Breaking even is the goal. And once you break even with a process, you just pour it on and do as much as you can. So that's where you scale. So like he said on Facebook, if you are doing Facebook advertising and you have a $5 ad, you would want to recreate that $5 ad 10 times. You wouldn't, as he said, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't raise your budget to 50 because Facebook is going to take your money and reduce your click-throughs. But you would create a $5, you'd create 10 more $5 ads. That's the way you would scale that. Same with, and I mean, if we knew that solo ads were working and you had a solo ad provider that was driving in a break-even rate, you would want to scale that up as much as possible. And the other way that you would check your feedback, of course, is with your conversion rates by funnel, conversion by squeeze, and one of the things you want to look at too is stick rate. So he didn't talk much about this, but how long does prospects from a source, how long do prospects from a source stay in your system? Some people are going to give you junk emails, and some people are going to give you people that are actually interested in stuff, and that's a way that you can tell who's really got a good list. So, what else? How else would we test this for feedback? Where would you want to test your conversion rates all along the process? You'd really want to know how many people.
I don't know.
Well, you'd really want to know how many people converted first at every point. You want to test conversion.
Okay.
And by doing that with the pixel ads, the 1 pixel portions on your page, you will know that. That's one of the things that Google Analytics will help you with as well. If you don't want to go into something like AdClicks Gold, Google Analytics will help you put something on a page and follow it through so you can see what your conversions are all the way through a funnel. And we have a Google Analytics course that helps people run through that. but you would want to test conversion here, conversion here, conversion from here to here. How many people take your OT01? You obviously want more people to take your OT01. You want this to go up, this to go down, right?
Right.
But you also want, for all of those who go into here, you want more of them to take advantage of that. So if you had 50% of your people taking advantage of OT01, 50% of your people getting the $1 downsell, but only 20% of those took advantage of the $1 downsell, you want 70% of those people to do that, right? Because then they go into your buyers list, and you can start moving them into other products that you have. Make sense?
It does. It's all starting to sift in and come together.
Okay. Let's see. Have you had enough?
I have. I'm going to listen and do that. It's wonderful just to have this map.
Okay. Okay. So now we're going to talk about improving a little bit, and I'm going to continue talking about your funnel and my funnel, and we'll just go through it. And thank you so much for allowing us to talk you through your funnel. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. Okay, so as I said, you want to check all the conversion spots along the way. Now, I would suggest using Google Analytics if you're uncomfortable buying special tools that give you conversion prospects. Google Analytics will actually do a funnel for you and show you visually as well as numerically where your numbers are, where your transactions, where your bottlenecks are. And they've got great help videos in there now, and they're getting better all the time. So you want to jump into Google Analytics and learn more about that as much as possible. Now, once you go into your systems, and I'm looking back at Kathy's funnel here. Once you go into your systems, you're going to want to know, well, let's just talk about the conversion spots. I want to put a little triangle here. Okay. You're going to want to know how many people do this, how many people go that direction from squeeze page to OTO, how many take advantage of the OTO. These are all of the areas that you want to measure. At each point. Okay. And you're also going to measure at some point, and you'll do this through AWeber or whatever your other, if you're using GetResponse, AWeber, MailChimp, whatever autoresponder system that you're using, you're going to measure the conversion and the stick-to-it that each of your autoresponder series has. And you'll do that by open rates and by sales conversions if you have those kind of things going on in your autoresponder series. So you can see here we got a lot of conversion information. You're going to want to do this. You're going to want to know how many people confirm, because it doesn't do any good for them to go through your system if they don't confirm. You're going to want to know how many people take advantage of any of the offers that you have on your welcome. Right? So these are all, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 11 areas of, I see 12, sorry. Actually, that's the same, so I'm just going to move it here. So it is 11 areas of conversion. That is, if you, and this is for a 3-OTO with a squeeze page with 3 down sells. Now, that may be too much. This may be more than you want to do for your first funnel. And there's nothing wrong with doing a very simple funnel for your first funnel that is just this. Let's make a copy of this page. And Kathy, I'll send this to you, and I'll actually put it in the I'll put it in the system as well, so that people will be able to see this entire thing when they come down, when they download it. Okay, so I'm on that page. Let's take this one off. Is this funnel better than the funnel that you have now? Say yes or no in the system here. Is this funnel better than the funnel that you have now? Or do you have a funnel similar to this? Okay, Kathy says it is. It's better than what she's got now. Let's see. Who else has a funnel already set up? So I'm assuming that the truth is that it is better than everything that you guys have got already. So I wouldn't start with a 3-OTO system if this is your first funnel. I would just go with one, get that working, and you can always create a second one which has the additional funnels, and you can test those. Just because you have one that's working doesn't mean that it's the best one. You want to continually tweak it and continue to add testing opportunities for it. So that's what I would do, is start with the simple funnel and then tweak it so that you can get all of this done. Now, remember, for OTO2, OTO3, and all these downsells and all of the stuff up here, this becomes very iffy. It becomes very overwhelming, as Kathy was saying, because you go to the that step process and you realize there's a lot of work to do for all of these this funnel setup. Don't make it real complicated, though. To tell the truth, it's even better to get your funnel set up without the conversion stuff. The conversion stuff can come in once you've got the funnel working. And then you can add the conversion stuff to it to see how well it's working. But the point is to just get started. In fact, if you just want to collect names and do an autoresponder funnel, you could just do that. So just start with this. And if you just have that and you don't have anything now, this is already more than what you've got. So this would be already be success in building out your list building efforts. And you can always add on to that. It's really easy to change your redirect links to go to the next page, right? So you could start that way. Now, traffic is another thing. Once you've got your funnel working and you can test it to see what kind of conversion that you're getting, this is probably where you really want to test after you execute, because you want to make sure that you're getting 50, 60, 70% on your email squeeze page. That's 70% is probably the top end. 40% is probably the low end on your squeeze page. And the way to know that is to know the amount of traffic that you're driving in. And the way to do that is through the click maximizer, or by buying enough clicks that you can drive it into the system. And it's always great if you're using a redirect tool. I use Go Try This, and I can do this with Go Try This. I could put a Go Try This link here to give people to send into my squeeze page, and I can put a Go Try This link here to go to the confirmation page, so that I know how many people came to this page, how many people went to the confirmation page. That tells me what kind of conversion I would be getting, and that's just by comparing two numbers. It's not automated, but it would be just by comparing two links and the numbers that are attached to those links. You can do that with any redirect tool that gives you stats. Okay? Then when you get the numbers really working so that your squeeze page is delivering anywhere from 40 to 70% on conversion, then you can start driving traffic through there and really start seeing some list building improvement. Okay? Let's see. Is there anything I want to say about my funnel over here? I don't think so. Any questions about this funnel stuff that we've talked about so far? I better save this. Kathy, Stan says you could have just part of the NAMS 8 for this downsell. So you could like do one track, or you could do just some selected topics. That's a good idea. You don't have to do the whole thing for that downsell. You could actually use just part of NAMS 8. Do you think you should start? You should flip the funnel. Start with $97 too. You know, for Gayla, I thought about that as he was talking today, because you know, as we sat into Alex's presentation, that as we sat in Alex's presentation, Alex was talking about starting with your big high ticket item. Now, I would start with a high ticket item with people that knew me somehow. So, for example, if Alex was in front of the room there talking to a crowd that he'd already warmed up, I would start with the flipped funnel at that point. Not so much from a cold traffic perspective with solo ads and stuff like that. Those people don't know you at all. So building that prospect list for the purposes that John was talking about is really about building it to sell clicks and to convert a portion of those people into your own products. So I think once they know you, that you can flip the funnel at that point. You can start with a higher end, a higher ticket item. But I don't think you can do it with cold traffic. That makes sense? Gayla, if you want to talk about that, actually, if you have a headset, I'll open you up. I think that's a pretty good conversation. Do you guys hear some hiss on this? Okay, there, that's back. Should be better now. Is the audio back? Okay. Greg says, where can we learn more about how to apply the right technology to actually build a working funnel from the concept that you just showed us? So, you know, I think that's going to be part of the challenge that we do next month, Greg, is to do a series of probably a series of hangouts where we actually show building the funnels and doing some transactions and some conversion capture. So would that be helpful as a follow-up for next month on this in the insiders group as a challenge? I think that's probably something we should do. Okay. Okay, so let's see. Okay, hold on. I'm going to, Gayla, you said Jason said KLT isn't important, but he is selling lower end to cold traffic, correct? So I'm sorry, I'm confused about the question. Do you have your headset, Gayla? I'm going to open you up if you do. And you must be getting it. Greg says he would like to have a list of software tools to sign up for each of the to sign up for each of the technical parts to be ready for the challenge. Yep, Greg, we're going to do this as cheaply as possible. So we'll probably end up using Google Analytics as mostly for our conversion tool. I do have the Click Maximizer now. I purchased it today, and I will have that so that we can take a look at that as well. And I'll also have Visual Web Optimizer because I used that once and I didn't get into it very deep, but I know that I need to control my A-B split testing in there. So I'll have that one as well. So those are the two things that I'm probably going to use more than anything. There is an A-B split tester from RapidCrush that I'll give you a link to as well that I think is pretty good too. But it's just a simple straight A-B split tester, and there is nothing wrong with simple straight A-B split testing. So it's good stuff too. So I will put together a list and get that out to you guys as well as part of this in a resources package. Yeah, Gail, a phone is fine. I'm going to open you up here and we'll talk about that flip funnel thing because people might not understand what that flip funnel is. You'll have to unmute yourself on your end now, Gail. I've unmuted you here. Do you know how to do that? I think it's *6, maybe. Yeah, I still see that you're muted. You are self-muted. Can't do it. Okay, so I'm going to give people a little background on the flip funnel. And it was brilliant. And it's something that I didn't do. So if you have a funnel... Oh, there you are. There's Gayla. Hey.
So I'm working on this new funnel thing myself for our stuff. So this is a great thought process that we're going through. And so I get what you're saying about the cold traffic versus the warm traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure Alex would agree with us.
Yeah, I'm not sure he would either.
That we're kind of chickening out because you really should just go for it and downsell them.
Well, maybe.
Offer them the whole thing and then say, oh, you don't want the whole thing? You don't want to pay $97 in her situation.
Yep.
I got this $47 package or the $27 package.
Yep.
So that's what I was just, because Kathy would call it noodling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noodling on this myself and how I'm going to build this.
So I came home from the workshop having listened to Alex and the flip the funnel thing. And the first thing I realized was I didn't have a funnel to flip.
Okay.
So I don't have the high-end $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 mastermind. Do you?
So that's one of the things that I've been putting together, figuring out. I don't have the resources, just physical time right now, to build the whole funnel.
Right.
But, like, I can bring people in midway up the funnel. So at whatever point your highest end of your funnel is, like, baked right now, is where you start people, based on what Alex was saying.
Yep. I understand. So let's say that I'm putting this funnel thing in here, the way Alex had talked about it, right? So let's say that this is $497. Then we have, so that people understand what the conversation is, really. And it was a really interesting concept. I was actually just kind of blown away by it. Because what he was saying was that if you bring people in at the low end, you are in danger of getting all of your low-end customers at the $1, $7, $17 who have, you know, just they're problem children, he called them. That's where your problem
children are. Well, he also said is that they're really unlikely to ascend.
That's right.
You bring them in with the idea that they're going to ascend, but they, like, never ascend. We never get them there.
Right. Okay, so what he's saying is that this is the way the funnel usually works, like this, that you come in through the top and you drain down all the way down to your high ticket item. You try to get people into the free system at the top, and then you put them into your $37, and then your $197, then your $497, then your $1497, $997, like that. And he went all the way down to 50,000. And actually, his 9997 was a 50,000. Right there as his top-end mastermind. And what he was saying was, instead of doing that and coming in this way, was just to flip this whole thing 180 degrees, start driving people into your $50,000 deal. So, sorry, you can't read the white text. Let me get this up here and see if I can fix that. Anyway, he's saying that start at the 997 and give them everything else, so that if they come in at the top end, they get everything else that's in this funnel. And that's a sales approach. That's definitely a sales approach. And it's definitely, if I were going places to start building this out, that's the way I would do it when I'm in front of a group. And you'll see when I'm out speaking the rest of this year that I'm going to have a flipped funnel that I can start driving people into. Because
David,
really,
I've got an appointment at 4:30, so I'm gonna mute you.
Okay, thanks.
So just if you start talking to me again and I'm not answering, that's why. Okay.
Okay. So Gaylord's point is that why would we build this funnel from the low end, as John was describing, versus the high end, as in what Alex was describing. My thought about this process is that we're building two different businesses, really. We're building two different businesses. And Maria, I'll get to you in just a second. So get your headset on. Because with this funnel, where you come in from the top, you're building a list. This is all about building that big list that you can build a list asset business with. When you are trying to sell that flipped funnel, you're building a different kind of delivery, done-for-you kind of business, or mentoring kind of business. Alex called it done-for-you, done-with-you, and done-to-you kind of business. So the top end was the done-for-you, where he actually helped you step-by-step walking through the systems. So I hope that makes sense. The question's a really good one, but I really see it as two different businesses. Marie, I'm opening you up right now. Are you there, Marie?
Oop. Can you hear me?
I can.
Dave?
Yep, I can hear you.
Huh? Oh, great. Okay, good. This is exactly what I have been working on, this whole funnel issue, and I think I've come to some clarity about this. I hope so. And what you just said is one of them. It's two different kinds of businesses, two different kinds of approaches. And in my own case, I came back from NAMS and built a funnel, realized that the top end I'd put on wasn't going to work right now. So rethought a little bit and ended up with something that goes $47, $397, $1297, $2597, as in $2,597.
Sure.
So the key distinction here, if we remember what Alex was talking about, was you do something like a webinar or a telesim, you offer a strategy session. Mm-hmm. And the reason why these big numbers make sense is because, first of all, you're not going to sell something to somebody who didn't know you before, on a website. when it's thousands of dollars.
Sure.
Or even hundreds of dollars in a lot of markets. So the strategy session is the real issue there, and there's only, that's you on the telephone.
Yep.
So that only makes sense if you're selling a higher end product. I mean, you're not going to spend time doing strategy sessions to sell a $57 product.
Right.
So I think you're right. I think it's too, different strategies. One is building the funnel, turning it upside down, where your intent is to sell the higher end, and you're using strategy sessions to do that. The other is the more classic funnel, where you're trying to build a list, and you're going maybe there for volume.
Yep.
But he said something else that I forgot until I started working on this. And I realized all of a sudden, you remember he said, you need a membership. You need a membership. And that can be, remember he talked about $27 and $37?
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized was that's your opportunity, as he pointed out, for continuity. And because I don't know how to deal with the membership software and all that kind of issue, I had said to myself, I'll deal with doing a membership later after I get a following. Well, I've realized now I think that's the wrong way to think, because even if you're trying to do the strategy session, sell the bigger ticket items, and as he said, they'll come out somewhere in the middle. So if I do that right, I'll end up hopefully selling the $400 and $1,200 programs.
Right.
But if they don't go for that, but they might very well then go for a membership at $27 or $37. And now you've got that continuity. You've got that monthly income. So you really get to have your cake and eat it too. At least that's kind of where I've landed with this.
Yeah. And I agree with that completely, because I remember Alex's membership, I think it was like $79 is what he was saying, that he had a membership. And it was the second from the bottom. It's like where this $197 is. So what I've done with NAMS is, let me put these real numbers in here. So let's say that this one is $19.97, and this one is $37. So that's where we are right now. We're at the low end, and we're at the membership area here. And so what I don't have in place, I have like the lifetime membership is this one. Marie, are you there?
Right.
I can hear you.
I'm here.
Just wondering if you were still there. I could hear you breathing pretty hard there. So I was wondering what was going on. So we've got the 37, and then the 297 is the lifetime. I don't have these masterminds or other thing. Now, the lifetime is actually at this point now. Sorry, at 397. And so those are three membership areas. But this one is a one-time pay. This is continuity. This is continuity. These are going to go to, this one is at the end of next month going to go to that. It's going to go 97 all the way up. This one is going to go to 27. So that there is, and we do have a 997 down here I don't even talk about, which is the affiliate sales domination. The 397 and up to the $10,000 one is what I have to build out on my funnel, because that's where the real money is. You can make as many sales with your funnel at the high end as you can at the low end, believe it or not. People have been saying that forever. So,
right. And the key, as he explained it, was to make your funnel scalable, and the determinant factor was the higher you went in his funnel, the higher the price, the more access you got to him. That was the pivotal thing.
Right.
Which also, I mean, that gave me a brainstorm, and that actually is what made it possible to build my funnel. But now there's another issue, and that is, okay, now let's put joint venture partners into the mix. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, well, okay, does that then mean, you know, what happens then? What if, say, I were to go after a joint venture partner with a big list, which I fully intend to once I understand, you know, how to do it all. But we're trying to do the strategy session thing. Well, pretty quick, if it was working well, that wouldn't work. So I thought, well, all right, does that mean that I need to expand my funnel, fill in the gap between the 47 and the 397, and then membership's in there somewhere, but so, that I need another one or two steps in there, and that's what joint venture partners would be offering a list. So maybe the top end there is about $400.
Yeah, so the percentage really changes. And people, a lot of people are telling me that this is the case for us that needs to happen as well. These are 50%. This is 50%. As you get down into these numbers, the bigger numbers, then you need to work on your percentages. So for example, I'm going to get a $3,000 commission this month that is on a $30,000 sale for somebody else. So,
right.
You know, that's a 10% commission, yeah. And I'm very happy to have it.
Yeah, that's exactly the question I posted in our group yesterday, I think it was as you, I knew that there was some change in the percentage, but I didn't know at what point that happened. Like, if my top end is $2,600, is that still a 50-50, or is that enough to where the list owner's piece is less?
Well, let's see, $2,500 if you did 20% on $2,500. And it's not about keeping money back from people. It's about rewarding them and making them partners. And for me, I try to make people partners. So that is,
right.
I do 50-50 here even on the 397. And I don't have these, so I have the same issue that you have. I have to figure out what percentages I'm going to use there. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
How do we figure that out? I haven't a clue.
Oh, I think that you test it. And I think you talk to your JV partners.
I'm sorry, partner. Say that again?
You test it. You talk to your JV partners and your affiliates. I've talked to mine, and it looks like I'm going to land between 20 and 30%.
At which price level?
At these two price levels.
Right, okay.
Probably
that
30 here,
about...
probably 20 here.
Okay. All right, now let me go back to the other thing you were talking about for a second. So assuming that we're trying to get JVs, Do we need to have a funnel that's robust on both ends so that
Absolutely.
You can work with a with a JV partner?
Absolutely.
That doesn't have high-end people. Okay.
Especially if you're using the lifetime database referral system. Because when they go through here and somebody does end up doing a $997 or a $10,000 or whatever it is, they want to make sure that they get a piece of that. Even if it's a smaller piece percentage wise, they want a piece of that. So, you know, a 10% on $10,000 is $1,000. I mean, that's pretty easy, right?
Right.
So, yeah, you got to have the funnel built out so you can show that to JV partners.
Right. And so then the gap between 47 and 397, excluding the membership when I figure that out, that's too wide, right, on the lower end.
Probably.
I need to build more in there.
Well,
okay.
You might want another step in there. And the other thing to remember is Alex talked about when you go to the high end, you get everything in here. And I've done that with this level. The Insiders Club gets everything that's in the Total Business System right here. So people say, well, what's the difference between the two? The Insiders Club is what we're doing today, the micro workshops plus the tutorials plus the Facebook group plus a couple other things, you know. That's not available to these guys. And to me, that's the biggest value of the entire thing. So then we'll have another level,
right,
which will be, you know, maybe, I don't know what else. There'll be something else, and then we'll have, which will also be continuity, and then we'll have some retreats, or we'll have some mastermind, high-level mastermind where it's 10 people and we get together 3 times a year kind of thing. So,
right.
And those people that come into here are going to get all of that.
Okay, so go back to your comment about, and I know I saw you post this somewhere too, about the database tracking on, so you're talking about something like a member versus cookies. Is that what that is?
No, it's a member is what I'm using as the membership software. And so
right.
Anybody that makes a transaction is hard-coded to that affiliate link so that anytime that person makes a purchase in anything in our system, they get a commission on the person who referred them always gets the commission on that. So,
right, which and that is different than cookies,
very,
say?
Very different. Cookies can be overwritten. Hard-coded membership database can't.
And is one shopping cart cookies?
Yeah, everything except Zaxa, Z-A-A-X-A, Infusionsoft, DAP, Digital Access Pass, DAP, D-A-P, and A-Member. Those are the only ones I know that are database-driven tracking and referral-based. People say, and I see this all the time, and it drives me nuts, people say in Nanocast, well, we're doing lifetime leads. It's only a lifetime cookie lead until somebody comes in and overwrites yours. So if somebody else bought a product, so for example, if you went to Nanocast, Marie, you sent me an affiliate link, and I promoted to my list, and I had 10 people buy your product at $27. The next time you sent out to the people on your list and you offered a $47 product, I would get a commission. But if you sent out to your affiliates who also sent out to their list, and one of the people that was on my list bought through their link, then it just overwrites mine. So that is not a lifetime lead. That's a lifetime lead until somebody else overwrites it, is what that is. So I don't trust those at all.
So you said the ones that are real lifetime leads are A-Member, BAP, like B as in boy, A as in apple, P as in Paul?
D as in dog, A as in apple, P as in Paul.
Okay. And was there another one?
Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft. Okay. And Zaxa, Z-A-A-X-A.
Okay. Z as in zebra?
Yep.
Okay. So in terms of cost, is A-Member the most reasonable of those?
A-Member is a one-time cost. And right. It's $179 per domain, and you never pay again for that. So.
Right.
Yep. And it also, in my opinion, has the best tracking system for affiliates. And we're kind of getting off track here on the list building thing, but
right.
I want to make sure people understand that the funnel piece of it is really important. So.
Okay, so going back to the list building issue and the two different kinds of strategies, one which is selling with a strategy session, which means you personally have to be involved, and the other which is selling via email and website, where you're not doing strategy sessions. Do you have any feelings about if you had to choose between those two, or any comments about the differences or the usability
it's
of those?
Two different approaches. I mean, I've done a pretty good job of the lower end. I don't do a good job of the selling the high end. And I haven't been motivated to do that until recently. So it's a whole new area for me. And one of the reasons that I didn't want to get into that so much was because I could see that coaching, to me, felt like a job. That you have to be at a certain place at a certain time, and I needed a couple of years away from a job to be able to even consider doing that again. So
right.
And so now I'm at the point where I don't mind doing retreats. I don't mind doing the coaching. I don't mind meeting people in Atlanta for a 3-day deal where we have 5 or 10 people together on a specific topic. Those are the kinds of things we're going to start offering at a higher ticket item. One of the other things that I'm noticing is that, and this is another driver for me, and I don't know about you, but for me, when I see other people that I'm introducing, so for example, I have people on my list who are paying other people $1,000 a month for coaching, you know, and I brought them through the system into NAMS, introduced them to other people, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, why are they going over there for $1,000 in coaching? Now, you're always going to find people that you resonate with better than others, and that's cool. As long as I am getting a referral fee for doing that, I'm fine too with that.
Right.
But my focus to this point has been to do as much automated coaching, as much automated product creation, as much automated sales as possible at the lower end. And I want to focus on that as well as the higher end stuff. So to me, it's two different businesses. I'm going to have the lower end is going to be the continuity area. We're going to drive list building and prospecting in that way, as we've described mostly today on building the bigger list. On the other end is going to be the coaching and high-end ticket stuff, and we're going to approach that from the flipped funnel perspective. I'm going to have those things in place,
right.
And I'm just going to do one or the other. depending on the audience.
Now, here's a thought I had about the flip funnel issue. I had exactly the same thought that you did about, you know, one-on-one kinds of things. I mean, that's, you can't leverage yourself that way. And people said to me, well, since you know this relationship stuff, why don't you just work people one-on-one? I said, I did that 40 years ago. I don't want to go back to that. But how do I add more of me to add value as I go up the funnel? And what I finally figured out, I'm still ditzing with this a bit, but what I finally figured out was, first of all, I have the product, so it's very robust, and so that's like a manual, and that gives me the core. That's the how-to, and it's documented. So that what I added to that, I figured out that what I could add to that was more of me, but in group situations.
Sure.
And it was just, but it was just how big was the group.
Sure.
So at the $400 level, it's everybody who's bought the product and is working the system can call in, you know, whatever it is, once or twice a month, and I'll do Q&A about the process. At the $1,200 level, it's a much smaller group, and they get more frequent access to me. And at the top end right now, I am going to try one-on-one. I'm assuming that I won't sell a bazillion of those. If I turn out to be wrong about that, wouldn't that be great?
Yep, that'd be a good problem to have. But I think you bring up something that's really good. And again, we're going to close this down in a second because I don't want to get too far off track with what we're doing from a funnel and a list building perspective. But I really think that it's important to take a look at what we did in the past and how we can leverage that now. One of the things that I know about me is that I, for 20 years, even longer really, have been a really good consultant. So I was in the corporate world as a very high paid, a very good, very respected consultant who people brought in for troubleshooting and for a lot of problem solving. So why would I not take advantage of that now at the higher level in my coaching of this kind of business? And I've resisted that because I wanted to get away from consulting. But the truth is, I'm good at it, so I should be doing more of it.
Right.
I'd say the same thing to you.
I'm asking myself, exactly, because I have exactly the same situation you do, 30 years as a corporate consultant.
Yeah.
But before that, a marriage therapist, and it's like, whoa, okay, wait a minute, now what can I do with that?
Right, right. So there you go. So I think that's really important in understanding your funnel and what you want to build out. Don't fight the don't go against the tide. Okay. Okay, thanks, Marie.
Cool.
Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I want to make sure we understand that when we do the feedback, you get all the conversion stuff. The very next thing to do, the last thing you do, is you make the changes that you need to make that your conversion and your feedback information gives you. There's no reason to make any changes, none whatsoever, until you have numbers from your feedback. So don't change a thing until you have a reason. Now, that doesn't mean you don't always test, and you basically act on the results of your test. And when you're finished with the improved part of our six steps here, when you're done with that, I'm going to close this out so that I can show you what I'm talking about. We use this every time, and it's really important for us to remember. But this process is just plain dead simple. Dream, prototype, test, execute, feedback, and improve. When you've improved it, when you've changed, you've made the changes based on your feedback, you go back and you start again. Doesn't mean you're done, because you can always build more funnels, build more streams. You know, last night I sent John a note at 1 o'clock in the morning because I had forgotten to get his email address. For the reason you saw that his email address was Mike Steiner was that I sent the GoToWebinar link out today using his assistant's email address because I had forgotten to get his. At 1 o'clock, I thought, boy, this is going to be tricky. I'll have to get up early and catch John. In 30 seconds, he emailed me back. And I said, what are you doing up? And he said, I'm checking my Facebook ads because he has created a whole new stream of Facebook ads that he was monitoring and getting feedback on. And he happened to be up at that point doing that. So it's really, really important to pay attention to the feedback after you do the execution. Execution is really important. Once you get that done, then you have to go through and do the feedback and then improve and take action on whatever you're finding. And next month's challenge, that's March 2014, we're going to do the monthly challenge. We'll be all about list building again. We're going to do list building twice a year probably. So that is great. Okay, so we are done. And if you have any questions, pop them in here. But I think we are pretty much done for today. Stan says, can you keep the Click Maximizer offer active till the first week of March? It will be up. It'll be an evergreen offer. So, Stan, you should be able to capture that very shortly. And I'm really excited to start using it myself. Click Maximizer is great. So, Kathy, I'm glad you enjoyed this. And thank you for volunteering to let us look at your funnel and build it with you. If you guys have any comments, any testimonials you want to do, you'd know I'd love to have those as well. So, you can pop them in here. You can pop them in at Facebook. Facebook would be great. I'll grab them from there in our Facebook group. If you're not a MyNAMS insider, man, you're missing out. So jump in here and do this with us once a month on these deep topics. So thank you again.